ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for a Podcast Rock City. I got my new Kiss hat on. How are you guys doing? Merry Christmas. It's late. I'm sorry. Okay, so let me explain it. First of all, why is my camera blurry? Let's see if I can fix that. I don't know if that helped. All right, so here's the deal. I had this all set up for Christmas morning at like midnight, Christmas morning, the end of Christmas Eve, to come out. And so we would all have it for Christmas, you know, in case we had some spare time in between hanging out with our family and whatever. So I set it all up, and then I was supposed to go back and get it all even more set up and ready. And then Christmas Eve morning, I got the Rona. I got, I tested positive for COVID. So I didn't get a chance to go. I've been in my lovely home for I don't even know how many days now. Hi, Javier. Hi, Lisa. I hope you guys are doing great. So what I decided to do was, I edited the show because we had pre-recorded it. Excuse me. And I edited the show, and then I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and get on here with you guys today. There is some news. I'm not going to play all the bumpers because you're going to get it later in the show again. A couple of things that I just was told. First of all, one of my friends online, Steve Gill, he sent me this video, and it's of this thing coming up called Creatures Fest. Have you guys heard of this, Creatures Fest? It's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, May 27th through the 29th. Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys. Really, I don't cough that much, and I haven't felt that bad. What's up, John? How are you guys? I hope everybody's doing great. But yes, I did get the Rona, and it sucks. I haven't spent my family over the holidays. Anyway, so Creatures Fest in Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to have John Corabi, Return of the Comet, Pretty Boy Floyd, Enough's Enough, Quiet Riot, Vixen, Ace Frehley is going to be there, and Vinnie Vincent. I'm not sure what Vinny or Ace are doing as of right now. In the video, there's a video, and when they show his part, it says Vinnie Vincent 1983 Creatures of the Night concert. I don't know if that means he's going to be sitting there and talking about it, or if he's going to play to it. Way he's playing to it. That's just my opinion, of course. Send your complaints to podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. So that sounds like it might be pretty cool, and I may even go because it's only a couple hours away. Other than that, I don't know if what I'm about to say is true, and I don't know if that could get me in trouble, but I'm going to ask a question rather than just make an assumption here. But Paul Stanley put out a tweet. You can barely see it. It just says, Paul Stanley, my Omicron face. This is mine. It says, yep, my entire family has it. I'm tired and have sniffles. Most of my family have absolutely no symptoms. Do as you choose. I'm so glad I'm vaccinated. So I'm guessing what he's saying is, he has COVID again. Look, I have COVID at the same time Paul Stanley has it. It's kind of cool, not going to lie. It's not cool. It stinks. So God, he got it again. That's sucky. And his whole family has it, which is even worse. I have been blessed. Nobody around me has tested positive other than me. So my son is okay, and Karen and her kids are okay, and my son's mom is okay. So that's pretty cool. Paul just tweeted that he is negative after a real lab test. Says the home test was bunk. Well, that's good. I took 4 home tests, and they all said positive, so I'm pretty sure I'm positive. I would have imagined that one of them would have come out negative. But I don't feel bad. I know you guys have all sent me all these emails and messages, and you guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Before I go to the show, because I'm going to go and play that for you, I wanted to show you guys some of the things that I got for Christmas. Now, I'm going to be basically broadcasting the show. I'm praying that the internet holds up so you guys get to see the whole show. I apologize if it doesn't. It's not a whole lot I could do. So let's see. Karen got me this cool hat. It's new. I love that the bill is already pre-bent. Everyone should come like that. I got the second of the, this is the Spaceman action figure. It's really kind of crazy. It comes with extra hands. I'm never taking it out of the box. Anyway, I started grilling. Karen got me a Kiss Army apron. And I'm sure there's more to come. I have not actually had Christmas yet. My son's mom, she, for the past 2 Christmases, has had these, had this artist do these drawings for me. And if you look, they're on like a piece of sheet music. So this is Jean. She got that for me a couple years ago. And then last year, that might have been the second one. This might have been the first one. Here's Paul. You can see they're really cool. So Christmas comes. I had the gifts were dropped off to me, so I could open them. They were from my son and his mom, and so I got 2 more. Of course, I thought for sure. So they threw me a curveball. I said, when I opened up the wrapping, I said, "Oh, you got me the last 2 of the." Drawings. And Jace's mom, Paula, she went, "That's what you think. I threw you a curveball." And she got me this one. Let's lick it up. You can see that right there. I'm not sure who the artist is, but I could find out if you guys are really interested. And then this one of Eric Carr, which I think these are really wonderful. Karen and I are getting a house this year, fingers crossed, and I think these are going to look good in our bedroom. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so those are the gifts, and forgive me if I've forgotten anything, but to be fair, my brain really isn't working all that great right now. When is it? Let's see. So, with that stuff being said, I think that I want to go ahead and share the Christmas episode with you guys. So it's basically, let's see, Joey and Sonny and I, we got together and we did this show. It is recorded, so if you guys want to badmouth me, it's okay. You can still do it there in the comments. This has been a disaster. Also, also this weekend, New Year's, I don't know if we're going to have a new show out. I'm going to do what I can, but I really want to spend some time with my family since I've been cooped up in the house by myself for the last, like, I guess this is day 5 or 6. But that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And I'll get going from here. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, guys. I love you guys very much. I really do appreciate you being here and listening every week. You guys rule. and let's get started. Oh, what's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
I would just like to know, wide receivers only have one job, right? Catch the ball. That's it. I don't know. Maybe Joey can tell us.
And with us is Mr. Joey Quesada. Just hit. Go ahead. Fight.
Yo! Oh, I can't wait to meet Sonny in person. I'm going to slap him right in his face. You ever see the beginning of that Twisted Sister video? Where I think it was I Want to Rock. I'm going to slap you in your face.
All we got to pray right now is that my internet hangs in there because it seems to be going in and out. Thank you for listening and watching Podcast Rock City. I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot going on in the KISS world. I know you don't think that there is, but there is a shit ton, and we're going to talk about it. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I guess I should say Merry Christmas. This is our Christmas episode, and I haven't even said that yet. First of all, I still haven't got my Dubai shit. We're almost to a year now, and I'm really pissed off about it. Second of all, I saw this, and we're not even going to talk about that because I'm not giving that son of a bitch, Sonny Pooney, an opportunity to laugh at me more than he's doing right now. Here's the post that I want to talk about. It's this one right here. You see this post right here? Here's the post. Paul Stanley, up at 6:45, get charged up, and hit the studio with Soul Station. Listen, this is what I want to say. Fuck Soul Station.
We are in a festive mood right now. I love it.
What the hell is going on? Why can't you put out one KISS song? Why can't you can record 80 covers and write new tunes with these people, but you don't want to bother for us KISS fans. It's like, oh yeah, but we put out new music and then, you know, we go to do the show and everybody's like, play Love Gun. Oh yeah, that, okay, you're probably right. But nobody's asking for fucking Say Yeah, and you're playing that shit. Okay, Sonny Pooney, tell me where I'm wrong.
He gets to do whatever he wants. He earned the right. If I was Paul, I wouldn't be getting up at 6:45 a.m. That's check number one. We're doing Soul Station. We start at 1 p.m., baby. See you there. Right? That's what I'd be doing. I'll tell you, we did this match game thing on Growing Up Rock. I was just editing it the other day.
And just for the record, Growing Up Rock is a very good show. If the other guy is off the show, go ahead.
I like the other guy way more than Sonny.
Well, the other guy isn't on that episode, but anyway, we had over 100 people take a survey, and the most favorite KISS song, I just said name of a KISS song, so you got to assume it's their favorite, was Strutter.
Really?
That got the most votes. So it's, you know, Paul and Gina just out of touch. They don't want to go relearn songs that they forgot how to play. It's just lazy.
Listen, I get it. I that stuff doesn't even bother me. It doesn't bother me that they put Say Yeah in. Just say, hey, screw you. We want to play Say Yeah. Don't constantly force feed us. We do everything for the fans. We do it for the fans. The set list is for the fans. Horseshit. Just come out and be one time in your whole career. And listen, everyone knows I'm the biggest KISS fan in the world. One time in your career, come out and just, you're 70 years old. Be honest now. Just say, hey, guys, you know what? We've been lying all these years. We've been doing it all for us. We make the set list because these are the songs we like to play, or they're the easiest for us to learn. Yes, we rape you on the merchandise. We hope you enjoyed it over the years, and we don't care. Just say it. I would respect it so much more. Wouldn't you respect it more?
That would be great.
It would be refreshing. Just want to let you know,
we've been in this business 50 plus years. We hate people.
Yeah, just want to say it. We just don't care what you say. We just don't care.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't it be great? Tell the truth.
This may be one of those episodes that only like certain people get to see.
We have a few of those.
yes. I don't want to know. I mean, okay, here's the thing. It's like, you guys could record. We talked about this before. Put one song out every 6 months. Give us a little something. If you put, look, if Kiss put one song out, right? And then they and took out Say Yeah and put that new song in there, that would be fun to see them. I mean, be fair. I'll be fair. It would be cool to see a new song perform live that wasn't Say Yeah. I did not mind Say Yeah the first 10 times I saw it. Now, come on, man. Write a song. Slap it in there. See what happens. Maybe you release it as a single. It sells 100,000 copies, 10,000 copies, 5,000. It doesn't really matter to you anymore. But at least you go, hey, look, here's something for you guys. It just doesn't make any sense to me to go, hey, look at me. I'm up early in the morning. I'm going to go play covers.
Well, Joe, it almost sounds like this is a Christmas wish of yours.
Well, no. Yes, okay. Well, we're going to add that into the topic of the week. Okay, I'm segueing.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week. Yes!
I was going to say, I don't even think I need a song every 6 months.
No, I don't either.
Every time you're at the studio with Soul Station, I want you to go live on Facebook, Paul, and sing me two songs on the acoustic. And just throw it out there.
I'm directly good. To you, Sonny? Or like
yeah, directly to me. Facebook Live. Right? Okay. Hey, guys, I'm in the studio. You know, I was messing around with the guitar, and for some reason we started playing blah. I figured I'd tape it.
Yeah. There and we got all these horns here and backup singers. Check out this version of fill in the blank. And
bang, bang, you.
read
can
my
you
body.
Imagine read bang, bang, you with a bunch of backup singers? I'm going to bang, bang. Yeah. See, we're writing it. It's fucking gold.
Yeah.
All right. Topic of the week. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Congratulations to Jody for giving birth to a healthy, brand new baby boy.
I think he named him Joseph Kiss Sr. Is that what
he said? Yes. He was our love child. So we just have three Kiss wishes for Christmas. Some Christmas wishes. And... I have three. Sonny has three. He's still writing them down. Oh no, he's taking stats for knowing if he's winning football games. And Joey has three.
I have like six.
You have like six? Yeah, I have three.
I mean, I could keep going with how many wishes what I want the band to do in the future. Come on, I mean, we could go be here all night.
Well, see, mine are different than everybody else's, I'm sure, because I'm a merchandise collector, and so all right, I'll go first. I want Kiss to put a song out every 6 months. Get together, have some fun, write a song, and go, hey, look here, correct me if I'm wrong, when we did this before, Sonny, didn't you tell me that the Beatles did something like this?
I don't know nothing about the Beatles. I don't even like the Beatles.
Oh, Jesus.
So I doubt I said Beatles.
I hate you, Pony.
My favorite Beatles song, 8 Days a Week. Check. That's it.
It's a great song.
I love you. I knew that one. That one. Yeah, I only have their greatest hits because that's all I give a shit about. And it has to be early. It can't be that later crap. Where Ringo's sitting on a couch going, I just farted and stuff like that.
Sorry. I'm assuming you watched Get Back then.
I did not watch that shit show.
Oh, it was incredible.
Incredible.
You're a musician and you didn't watch that show?
I'm a musician and I don't like the Beatles.
Oh,
I like the Stones. Why do I
question myself every week. Why do I do this every week? It's really just to complain about Kiss. That's why I do
it. I'll tell you why you do it. We get your heart racing and remember you're young.
And you don't know anybody else that hates the Beatles.
That is true. I also, and I don't know anyone else that likes Kiss. So it's,
I don't. All right, just to be fair, I do not hate the Beatles. I just don't see the big deal.
Moving on.
Well, okay. I don't know the Beatles, so I guess I don't hate them either. I just go turn off the music every time it's on.
Oh, Lord. Jesus, help me.
I do like Wings.
Me too. Like chicken wings.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you beat me too, you fuck.
Did you ever see Thelma and Louise? You know the end?
Yeah, I wish you. That would wish that would happen to you too.
I think they were listening to the Beatles.
Wasn't that sexy Brad Pitt in the back of the car for most of that movie? Just why, damn.
Why can't we be live with comments for this one? You two would be eaten alive right now.
No, they wouldn't. On the next show, I'll go ahead and mention I hate the Beatles. We'll see what happens.
Lord. Okay, deal.
Yes. All right, what's your wish, Joey?
All right. So I just watched, you know, obviously we're recording this episode, but I just watched one of the best things I've seen in a very, very long time by a band last night. And it was the live Striper Soldiers Under Command performance. Oh, and basically what they did was they went into it. It wasn't, you know, broadcast live, but it was live in the recording studio. And, you know, they recorded them performing one of their biggest records, Soldiers Under Command. In the studio, just the four guys stripped down. You know, they took a couple different takes here and there and stuff. It wasn't just straight through like a rehearsal, but it was such a pleasure to watch. And while I was watching this, I realized this is what I want from Kiss. I no longer care about Kiss in an arena. I don't care about the show anymore. It bores me to death. I don't want to see it anymore. I went to see The End of the Road. And I literally left before the encores. I was bored out of my mind. Everything was so slow. Paul was awful. The stage show was the same as always. The acrobats, this, you know, the flames and same stuff I've seen for the last 25 years. I don't want to see it anymore. This is the type of stuff that I want from Kiss. Obviously, my grand wish would be the four original guys after this End of the Road, you know, finishes and they're off the road. The four original guys every once in a while go into a studio like that and play an album from front to back. Maybe even starting with Kiss for their 50th anniversary, starting with the first record. Play the first record front to back, the four guys in the recording studio, rehearsal studio. I get they don't want to tour with Ace and Peter anymore. I totally get not wanting to work with these guys full time. Peter can't do it, I know, physically, stuff like that. But you bet your ass they can get together for 2 weeks and rehearse a record. And do this even if it's once a year until, you know, maybe something happens to one of them. It would be such a pleasure to see rather than this big bombastic show that has become stale.
What do you think, Sonny?
I like the idea. See, the difference with like Striper, because Eclipse didn't do a full album. They did like a, almost like you would have a show, but they did it in the, recording studio. I thought it was great. I watched that too. I have the Striper one. I'm going to watch it in a couple of days. But the difference with those type of bands, a la Striper, they've been together the whole time. They get each other, etc. I think the problem is, aside from whether Peter can do it, because one of the things we haven't heard is Peter can't do it in an arena where you have to be physically fit, et cetera, in a recording studio rehearsal space. We don't know if he can't do it.
He can do it.
Yeah. My guess is, one is that they just don't want to deal with Ace and Peter. We know that. But the other problem is, when Dokken got together to do their reunion shows for Japan, Don said straight out, they start to play a song, and he turns around and goes, George, what in the hell are you playing? Right? And they're like, we're playing Kiss of Death. And Don's like, that's not the Kiss of Death. And what had happened was Lynch has been alone so long that the Kiss of Death has become something else. So if, you know, you'll see Ace do Love Gun every once in a while or Ace do something else.
Yeah, it's
different. My guess is Ace doesn't remember what it is, and Paul and Gene don't want to go through the heartache.
Well, that's what happened with them for the reunion tour. If you remember the little behind the scenes, you know, Gene and Paul were playing it a certain way throughout the 80s. But you know what? Listen, as Peter's been out for a long time, but they're all professional musicians. You could put on the record and say, okay, everyone go home and learn these 8 songs straight from the record. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do. They sell tickets just like Stryper did. It's just another a revenue stream, but I think it's just laziness on their part. Listen, that would be my ultimate goal, I said, but I would even take Tommy and Eric doing it. I would love to see the 4 band members just in a studio and just playing. That I don't want to see the show anymore. I really don't. The best thing I've seen Kiss do in the last 25 years is Gene and Paul sitting on the couch during that documentary. That's what I like. I would love to even see that. The 4 original guys sitting on a couch together at each other, maybe laughing, anything, just something different. I think people, I mean, I know they're selling tickets, kind of. Nobody wants to see that show anymore. It's old.
If you're going to be on the couch, everybody's got to have socks on though.
Fucking A, yes.
Ace, Ace will with his sock collection.
Fucking A with the sock collection. What the hell? Every time I turn around, he's watching a movie with his socks and some guitar. He's got like 900 guitars. All right, Sonny, what's your first Christmas wish?
I want Rockstar in Excess.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is I want Kiss 2.0, reality show, Rockstar in Excess, Paul and Gene run the show. They pick the next star child, the next demon. Do it while this whole tour is still happening. Record it during, whatever you got to do. It gets you to sell a bunch of tickets, put you back in pop culture even farther than you are already. And we get a real Kiss 2.0. It helped in Excess. It didn't help in Excess for long because that guy got hooked on drugs and got left somewhere, and it didn't work out super well. But this will work out differently, right? But let's just get it done. Let's move forward. We know it's not going to last forever.
I like it.
I like the idea.
I'm not looking forward to that version of Kiss. I would much rather see, like I said, Kiss just do some older type stuff together, interviews, whatever it is. But if they're going to go the 2.0 route, sure, I would love it.
But could you imagine, like, one of the guys are trying to be Paul, and they're doing, I don't know, Sure Know Something. And then Paul, as he's critiquing the Sure Know Something, is like, hey, when we wrote that in 79, blah, 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 I had 5 or 6 takes because that one part, I couldn't hit it quite right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you would hear stories.
I'd love it. Yeah, sure. You're right.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, you're right. I would love the process more than the outcome, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea, really. And then we can, man, then what's next? We can get a new Fraley's Comet. I'm kidding.
And we can play the local Dunkin' Donuts.
And Ace did a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, didn't he? Remember? All right, I'm sorry. Okay.
Put on the makeup, right?
Yep, that was. Yep. All right, here's my second wish. Please, please, please. I really would like a video to be put out, either that we could just download purchase-wise or whatever. I would love to see from the beginning to the end the Magic Mountain concert. Ooh. I think I've heard some of it. Because you could go online and hear a recording. And I think that there's even a little bit of video 8mm footage. But you know it's out there. It had to have been recorded. Does the NBC was the one that did the Kiss Me, the Phantom, right? So do they own it? If that's the case, figure out a way to get it. Release that Kiss at Magic Mountain. You know, you could even, you know, and make it a package deal, man, where it comes with Kiss Me, the Phantom of the Park. You know, for the anniversary, what anniversary are we at for that? You know, that was 78, right?
Yeah, 43 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could do it in a couple of years and make it 45.
Yeah, and you know, release it as the get the concert that nobody's ever seen the whole thing, and you get the movie, you know, and I think that would be pretty kick-ass.
This whole who has the rights to what, blah, 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 I understand it all. Money can fix it all.
Money fixes Sonny, 100%.
Everything. Sonny, you are 100% right.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no way that whoever owns that Magic Mountain thing, which is sitting on a dusty shelf in a cardboard box somewhere, doesn't want to make money on it. There's no way.
You know, I've said it 100 times. I truly believe this, and I've seen it firsthand a couple times with the Kiss Camp. They don't ever lay out money for stuff. So even if someone has the rights and they could buy it back cheap, they don't do it. Kiss wants the opposite. Kiss wants someone to come to them and say, hey, we'll license blah, blah, blah from you and release it and give you profit. That's what Kiss wants. And I get it. It's business 101, but there's no imagination involved when it comes to the Kiss Camp these days. You're right. I think they could be going around and sucking up all this footage and releasing it on their own, but they would have to front all that cost. And it's just not something they want to do. It's effort, it's time, and it's money up front that they're not sure they'll get back. Just like the Dubai concert. They don't do that because they go to Dubai and go, okay, let's go to Dubai and sell these tickets and hope we can make our cost back. No, they get a guarantee to go do it. That's why they do it. So they have to have money up front for Kiss now. That's just the way they work.
Yeah, yeah. What's interesting is I think I was thinking about this the other day because I was thinking about Wolfie. And, you know, Eddie was saying a lot of things about, hey, Wolfie wanted to do this. So, you know, how can I turn down my son? We missed the opportunity because I don't think either Evan nor Nick were huge Kiss fans because they could have pushed their dads to do some things. And the dads would have done it just because the son's asking.
Yeah, you're right. Great point.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. That was my second. Joey.
So my second is, you know, I think it's time, and you touched on it earlier this episode, Joe. I really wish this new Paul Stanley persona goes away. I don't know what you want to call him, Pandemic Paul. You want to call him the bike rider, the cooker, whatever you want to call him. He's got to go away. We need the star child back. This guy that cooks, you know, fettuccine Alfredo with, you know, sun-dried tomatoes and drinks wine, I don't care about. I want the guy who wrote All Night. That's who I want. I don't want this guy anymore. And I think the fans are tired of him. Him riding his electric bike for 35 miles. He never shows the bike. All he says is that he rode his bike for 25 miles today. It's an electric bike, everyone. He's not riding. He's driving.
Think it's electric or you know it is?
I know it's an electric bike. And it's just, he's everything about him. And I always weirdly put it back to when his book came out. I think him opening up in that book and getting the final word, you know, with his last book and him showing what the type of person that he really was and playing the victim and all this stuff with his ear, his whole life and everything else that went on in Kiss. Ever since then, something happened to Paul. And I just wish this version of Paul goes away.
I think we also saw some true colors there. Joey, you would not believe it on the Kiss Cruise. So there is the theater, and he's up there cooking, right? And he's got a chef with him that's cutting the stuff up for him, and he's just kind of putting it in the pan. And, you know, when you go to something like that, and you see it on TV or whatever, the chef is talking to the audience, and, you know, hey, give me some of that paprika. Or you shake a little bit of paprika, blah, blah, blah. You do this, you do this. And people were asking him questions. And the guy who was kind of emceeing was trying to keep the audience going because it's like, we're just watching Paul cook. Right. And nobody's saying anything. Right. And Paul put him in his place going, don't you hate it when people talk to you when you cook? So Paul's expectation was that we would just sit there and watch him.
It wasn't like a Q&A as he's doing it, like a cooking show. Like a cooking show, the guy's saying, and then we put the paprika, blah, blah. And
it ended up being that way. But that's not what he was expecting. And I have yet to know what he put in the pan because he wasn't telling us as he was putting it in.
Literally just cooking.
Literally just cooking. Joe, am I wrong?
I skipped it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lost his mind.
I can tell you that I went to one where he cooked and he was very talkative. I went to the one where he was painting. This is other cruises. And he was very talkative. And when people were painting, he was even kind of encouraging. So I'm really surprised by that. I mean, maybe he just didn't want to do it. I get it. And at the same time, it's like, you're there, you know, this is why you're there. Do
it. Hold on. Let me give you a little hint, Joe. That's his idea to do the cooking show. Six Man doesn't come to Paul Stanley and go, listen, we need another event. You have to do a cooking show. Trust me. That's all Paul showing off that he wants to do his cooking show. I don't know if I'm in the minority here, but I would much rather see the Paul Stanley workout video from the Kiss Exposed. I want to see that live on stage. Paul reenact that rather than the cooking show.
You know, he could do a storyteller, you know, where he just sits on the stage with an acoustic guitar and strum. You know, he tried to start doing this during the pandemic and decided not to. What did he do? Like one or two times? That was
And they were great.
Agreed. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I think he's become so pretentious. And don't listen. I'm bad mouthing Kiss right now. I love Kiss. You guys know that. But this person Paul has become, I don't like this person. I love Paul Stanley as the frontman of Kiss and the star child. I don't like this new persona. I don't like him as a person. Never mind as I love him as a singer and a guitar player.
Interesting. Okay. Is it Sonny's turn?
Yeah, my second one. So, all right. This would need some coordination, but here's my idea. Since we're doing a wish list. I'm assuming Kiss is done. Okay? This is end of the road tour is over. Whatever. I want Paul to go do a solo tour. I want Gene to do a solo tour. But I want them to do it together in two-night increments. So, like, I want them to come to Cincinnati, Ohio. And Monday, Paul plays. Tuesday, Gene plays. They get a day off. They go to Detroit, Michigan. Paul plays Thursday. Gene plays Friday. They get a day off. They go to LA. Same thing all over the country. You get two full shows. They work out the set list to where both of them aren't doing the same songs. Right? You get Gene's band. I guess you could hire the same band if Paul's willing to do that, because I think he would be better off hiring that same band because they're awesome. And they go around the country doing this. They could most likely play small theaters.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to be in clubs.
I love it, Sonny. That's exactly the type of stuff that I want to see from Kiss now. I don't want this makeup anymore. I don't want the end of the road show. Don't want any of that stuff. I want them to start thinking out of the box. And listen, whether it's a big money maker, I get it. But that's something that I would 100% go see. Great idea.
Let me ask you a question. I like that idea, but let me, because this keeps popping into my head. Let's say Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons call up Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, and they say, hey, look, we're going to do something on the internet, and it's not going to cost any money. Our fans are going to get to just click on it and watch. Now, just follow me here.
Oh, okay.
Let's say they called them. Ace and Peter, hell no, we're not doing it unless you pay us.
That's right.
Even if they're going, we're not even making money. We just want to do this to give this to our fans.
Yeah, but Ace and Peter should get paid. If they're hired guns for everything else, they're hired guns for this.
Yep. Because if I was Ace, I'd be like, okay, well, why are you doing this? To connect with the fans? Yeah. So that way you can sell other shit that I don't know. Right. Not doing it.
I agree. They shouldn't do it.
I'll do it if you give me a piece of everything you make from now on.
Yep.
Interesting.
And listen, just like any other band, when a big artist hires his band or her band, doesn't matter what that event is for, the band gets paid. Ace and Peter, if they, you know, Ace, you know, Paul and Gene always called them there. Once they came back in 96, they were hired guns. If they're hired guns, they should be paid for anything that they do with Kiss. If they're not getting a piece of merch and a piece of any residuals, they should be get paid. They should get paid per performance.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right, that's where I would be. Then.
So Sonny says live Paul Stanley solo show the next night, live Gene Simmons solo show. Do you want it to be like a storyteller kind of thing or just a rock concert?
Yeah, I think it can be a little bit of both. I think
no you can makeup.
Figure it out. No makeup.
No makeup. And no hell, costumes.
You want to put a cherry on top, have Bruce's band open both nights and they do different set lists. So Bruce does a Gene primarily set list on Paul's night and a Paul primarily set list on Gene's night.
I think that if Paul goes out on the road and does something like that, he brings Bruce and Eric Singer with him.
Maybe.
I think that's what would happen. Okay, I'll go with my third and final pick. This is something that's kind of unusual, I think, but I was at a toy store. It was like a vintage toy store recently, and I went in and... Man, they had like so much stuff. It was really cool. I haven't ever been in a toy store that wasn't like Toys R Us. Or when I was a kid, I went to this place in Miami called Play World, Lionel Play World. I don't know if those are everywhere, but and I didn't get to really go that often. But I went in and they had this like it was a pinball machine, right? But it was small, okay. And it wasn't a full-size pinball machine, but it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'd like to have something like that. I think every Kiss fan, not every Kiss fan, but the majority of us, we have that dream of owning one of those Kiss pinball machines. Even one, and it would even go.
We lost him.
We lost him.
Is he going to edit this, or what is he doing? Just airing as is?
I don't know.
I don't even know what he's talking about right now.
Just when he comes back, say it's a terrible idea.
Terrible. Terrible okay. idea.
That's did terrible you lose idea. Me? No, that did was you... a terrible idea.
Okay. You don't like that idea?
No, we lost you. We didn't even hear
that. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Like a small pinball machine. Not the tabletop one. They released one that just sits on a table. You know, it's electric. It makes bing, bang, boom noises. But they really, I've seen the like a smaller version. It actually looks like a full size pinball machine. It's only not full size. So it's got the legs and the, you know, and you hit the pinball. And I'd like to have something like that because I don't know if I'll ever get a pinball machine. But I think every Kiss fan would love the opportunity to just have one. It can even look like the old fashioned one. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, that's my third pick. And I hope I can edit this video because if I can't, it's fucked. It's Ebenezer screwed.
I'm still lost on the Lionel Playworld thing. I think it was just a guy named Lionel that had toys somewhere that was luring kids there.
That's it. I'm Googling.
I don't think it's a toys.
I would explain why every time I left, my ass hurt.
Whoa.
Look at Sonny.
No, Joe, I don't hate that idea. That actually kind of blends into my next pick.
I don't know how the hell that happened, but go ahead.
So my number one pick would be, so I have no interest, kind of what you just said, Joe, I really wouldn't have interest in that. I don't have any interest in the new Kiss stuff. I just don't. I don't have any interest in all of the stuff they release now. But what I would have interest in, and me being a big toy collector and just a collector in general, you know, I collect a lot of 80s toys and, you know, a lot of those old 80s lines like He-Man and stuff like that. If you go to Target right now, He-Man has retro figures for sale. And they're selling amazingly. It's the retro packaging, the retro, literally just almost the identical figure, but it's got a little change in the packaging to show, obviously, it's not the real vintage figure. I would love to see Kiss to start release all of their old vintage 70s merchandise, starting even if you want to start with the Mego dolls. Now, I know the other companies have released these all these other different Mego dolls with the costumes on the stuff. I don't want the new ones. I want the exact replicas of what they released back then, starting with those and then going, you know, going through the you have the
Kiss on Tour.
Yeah, Kiss on Tour. You have the Color Forms. You have all of that stuff, all the retro, the lunchbox. I know they redid the lunchbox, but it's not the same. I would love to see all of that stuff again, because I know a lot of collectors that would want that just for display purposes, that aren't going to go spend $1 million to buy all the original vintage stuff. And I think they would be hot. They would sell like hotcakes.
I think so too. Sonny, what do you think?
I think it fixes the problem of Kiss is making money on it instead of some bonehead that keeps reselling the same stuff over and over and over, that you cure the ale by selling these things and almost take money out of some of these collectors' pockets.
Right. Yeah, Kiss doesn't. Why does Kiss care if, you know, the Mego dolls hold their value? They don't worship. Yeah. They care.
That's right.
Sell new ones. Do new ones. Again, I think it just comes down to licensing deals and stuff. And Kiss sits back in their big comfy chair and put their feet on their desk, and Doc waits for someone to come to him with the idea.
But, you know, isn't that what they're used to, though? I mean, that's all that's ever happened. I mean, you, like you said, you've never heard of Kiss going, we are going to do this. You know,
yeah, but Bill Acoin was an innovator rather than someone that sat back and waited for different things to come to him. Bill Acoin went out and looked for deals and then, of course, found the right deal. But Bill Acoin knew how to capitalize on the marketing and of the band.
Is there a Kiss Lego set?
I don't think so. Great idea.
There's something like it. I have it right here.
Right. Shouldn't there be like a Kiss Lego Playland? You can make your own Alive 2 thingy.
There was a couple different ones. There was the Mini Mates. I have those. And then I have the other Alive 2 that you build the stage, but it's not Lego.
No, and I have the Dynasty stage, the Alive 2 stage. With the thing, I put a disco ball on the top of it from the lights.
Right.
Right? But no, I'm talking about a straight-up Lego set.
No, not that I know of. And again, that's Lego coming to Kiss and saying, we want to license the Kiss brand and build a Lego set.
Yeah, that's the Mini Mates, right?
Yeah. Mini Mates. Those are something different, I think.
Connects or something. Like
Mini Mates are bigger.
Somebody... For my birthday, because obviously we couldn't, Karen made my cake and put these guys all over. It was kind of cool. But
that Kiss thing right there?
They're just like Legos, but I don't think that they are. But like Kiss Legos, I mean, damn, why hasn't that really been a thing, you know?
Yeah, I just think, you know, the Hello Kitty and all that stuff, it's not marketing for the Kiss fan. I have this one. You guys have this one?
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Yeah. Oh, yours in the box. Mail it to you.
I have mine put up.
My son's been asking me to open this for the last 6 months, right, Joe? Is it worth money?
Maybe in the box. Oh, yeah.
The way I have mine set up, Peter is standing up and he's got his leg out because he kicked the bass drum off the thing, and the bass drum's sitting on the stage by Ace.
That's great.
Because I got Paul and Gene up on the thingies, and Ace is actually singing. So I'm like, all right, they're doing Shock Me Right Now kind of thing. So
nice.
And Peter got mad.
Look at how demented we are. We're grown freaking men.
Yeah, but that's, you know, especially for Christmas wishes, that's why I went with the toy route for my first wish. Joe, as a collector, especially with a lot of new stuff you get, would you be interested, because you probably have all that vintage stuff, would you be interested in reissues of the vintage collectibles?
For some of it, yeah. I mean, I don't have a makeup kit. I'd love to have a makeup kit.
Even if it was a new one, right?
Yeah, even if it was. I mean, they did release new makeup kits, but they were just like on a cardboard back. No, and it was,
I mean, identical packaging to the old stuff with a little sticker in the front that says Retro Play. I think that's what the He-Man figures do. It says Retro Play. That's how you know it's the new version of it.
That's good.
I'm a mess.
Joking.
Oh. Can you hear me? You can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. This is... Wow.
Good thing we're not live, Joe.
Everybody...
He won't edit it anyway.
No, everything just goes.
Yep.
That's what makes the show so awesome. It's real. I'm not going to cut out Joey saying that he hates Kiss.
What?
Nothing. All right, Sonny, did you just do your last one? No, you're doing your last one now.
Yeah, so I'm doing my last one. And I didn't put it in any particular order. We know this Kiss biopic is in the works. I think that's wonderful. I want an Ace Frehley biopic. Ooh. And before people say that's unrealistic, Kurt Warner got a movie. If fucking Kurt Warner can get a movie, Ace Frehley can get a biopic.
Yeah, I would love it.
Kurt Warner's movie is going to be pretty interesting. Ace Frehley, I mean, it's like 45 minutes of Ace falling on the ground and getting up and then passed out in the tub. And, you know, I mean, what would it be? What would the stories be? I'm more interested in a 2-hour interview with Monique talking about what it's like to be Ace's daughter.
No,
how about that? As a wish.
Yeah, I think there's something to be about him growing up. You know, you do half hour of him growing up, mom, dad, whatever that becomes, blah, blah, blah. You quickly get to the Kiss audition with the two different color shoes. And then, you know, you spend a bulk of it in the Kiss world. You get to his head is getting so big, it's nuts. You obviously got to get to the DeLorean.
Of course.
You got to get to Frehley's Comet.
Searching right? For and a you get deal all after the way, that, yeah.
And you maybe get all the way to the reunion tour and possibly all the way to he's out again. Right? You could do all of that in 2.5 hours. And it would be the underdog, the guy who shouldn't have made it, the guy whose head got too big. He had substance abuse problems.
It's just a great rock and it doesn't have to be marketed as Ace only. It's Ace Frehley from Kiss. Only Kiss fans like it.
Yeah.
It's just a great rock and roll story of a guy, guitar player, influenced millions of people. His story. I love
it. And he walked the walk his whole life.
Yeah. Nice, Sonny.
Yeah.
Right. Can you imagine the intro as the actors are kind of rolling, they're getting it started, you know, and maybe you hear Ace say something like, not the smartest guy, not the most educated guy. Hell, I'm not even a great guitar player. I sure the hell can't sing, but somehow I've been doing this for the last 55 years, you know, that kind of thing.
Whoa, you don't think Ace can sing?
Oh my God. Really? I'm going to go there.
What's wrong? He's the greatest guitar player of all time.
I think it's a great idea because you could show the success of the solo album, which is kind of where he wants to start breaking on his own, and how that fails because he's a mess personally. I think it works. I think his story is the only one of the four of them that actually does work. But
Gene's story works to a point, but it becomes less Kiss and more less Rockstar and more like Kiss to real life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, him, because he's an immigrant and stuff, that's a compelling beginning of Gene's story is very compelling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to see the reenactment of Gene's mom taking a branch off of a fig tree and beating the shit out of some lady that spanked her child for stealing figs off the tree. She made her bleed out of her head. I'm just like, when I read that, I was like, get the hell out of here. She loved her boy, didn't she?
Joey, only child.
Let me tell you something. There's no difference in Italian moms. Joey, your mom, you walk home, you walk in the door. Mom, I was taking a fig off this thing. This lady smacked me. What happens?
My mom, so when we, I'll tell you a story. When we were young, my dad wasn't around. He was gone when I was really, really young. So my mom was, you know, we were little. We were, you know, little kids. Anytime my mom heard a noise, she had this thing next to her bed. She had two weapons in the house, and these are not for the average person. She had a hook that she would literally hold in her hand, and it was a hook that she would, you know, if she heard a noise downstairs, she would walk downstairs with the hook, and we would be behind her like, what was it, Mom? What was it? It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Don't worry. And then the other thing she had in the house, ready for this? She had a flare gun that she would have just in case of any intruders. She had a flare gun in the house. Listen, if you really think about it, burn a hole right through someone. It'd probably burn the house down.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were protected. Don't worry.
I just had a Breakfast Club flashback. It was this memory. He brought a flare gun to school. Anyway, oh, yeah. See, your mom wouldn't take shit. She would.
No, no way.
Excuse me.
And Gene's mom was like that too. I got the pleasure to meet her. She was a little firecracker. She was great.
Heck yeah. Excuse me. Did you put your hands on my Joey? Yes. What the hell just happened?
Blow out your chest with a flare gun.
Yeah, my mom would have went to prison.
She would have hated Tony, my mom.
Oh man! All right, look, this was a lot of fun and very bizarre.
No, I mean, listen. At the end of the day, I think the wishes are: listen, we love Kiss. We want more from them. We don't want the same old stuff. I think that's what it comes down to. We just don't want to go through the motions. And I feel like this, I mean, there's been points in their history, but this for me feels like the lamest part of their history. They were going to try to go out with this big bang and they're slowly fizzling out. And it's really a bad look.
Do you think that that COVID is a big part of that though? I mean, they would have been gone already a year ago.
I don't know because I went to see the End of the Road tour before COVID. I was so excited and I was so disappointed in everything.
Yeah. Some of these guys are just hanging on too long, you know, and I'll tell you, I was there watching Barry Sanders' last game and going, really? Like Barry's done? Doesn't he have years left in him? Or after right. Elway won the Super Bowl, it's like, really? Elway's done? You probably have another Super Bowl two left in you. And every day, every time I see some of these guys hanging on too long, I'm like, okay, guys like John and Barry saw it as, I don't want to go out with nobody remembering me. Right? Because everybody remembers Montana was in a Niners jersey. There's not very many people that remember he was in a Chiefs jersey.
Yeah.
And he kind of fizzled on the way out.
Yeah.
Right? Emmitt Smith was in a Cardinals jersey. If you don't remember that.
Wow, yeah, you're right.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he went to the Arizona Cardinals trying to keep his career going.
I thought it was the same thing was going to happen to Brady, but the asshole won us another Super Bowl.
And when he plays against the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl this year, I'm wondering what's going to happen. That's happening.
That's not happening.
Let's put some money on it right now.
If you saw the Pats I saw play the other day, that's not happening.
That's okay. A bad game. It happens. I'm telling you right now, mark my words right now. New England, this is how the NFL's writing it.
No
Tampa
way.
Bay, New England.
Oh, I would love it.
He's going to beat his own.
That's not happening.
All right. This isn't a
The Jets show. Got a better shot.
Oh, Jesus. Please. God almighty.
You just made a whole line of chills go up Joey's spine right there.
Jets. You can never mention the Jets and never mind the Super Bowl, the playoffs in the same sentence.
Yes. All right. Listen, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you had a great, great Christmas. I know this show was really all over the place, but the truth is, which one of our shows aren't? You know, truthfully, we're coming to another end of the year. We love you guys. I mean, we get together every week so we can chill out and talk together. And about our favorite band and just bullshit about Kiss. And you guys are there to listen and send us emails at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. And don't make this any different. Send us your three wishes. Kissmas wishes. podcastrockcity1. That's the number one @gmail.com. I'd love to hear them and read them. Let's see. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, Merry Christmas to everybody. And for those that are listening that can do it, can you put together a KISS convention in 2022, please? Thank you.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I have connections. Why don't we do it? Anyway, let's see. I'm just saying. Joey knows people. You know, he knows a guy that used to paint those things on his face and he might make it work out. Let's see. We can do it in New York. I'll fly. Let's see. So, Joey, you got anything to add?
No, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Always have fun hanging with you guys, talking Kiss. And, you know, we do badmouth Kiss a lot, but we're all Kiss fans. I don't want to be a sheep that just likes everything. I complain about them, but I'm probably going to go listen to a live tour right now.
And you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. You're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. Well, there you guys go. That was the Christmas show. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Thanks for commenting on it. And like I said, hopefully we'll be back this Sunday. Something will happen. I don't know what yet, but we'll work something out. You guys that commented, you're the best. You guys that are here, you're the best. If you're listening to this, man, Happy New Year. Be safe. And try to stay away from COVID. And we'll see you guys next week. 3, 2, 1. Peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.